Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy, John Heyman. And he joins us now on the Score hotline. John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
We're doing great. We just had a fun conversation about the unwritten rules of baseball and whether or not in the sixth inning, Pete Crow Armstrong should have attempted a bunt to break up a no-hitter. You have the unwritten rule book in your hands. What are the rules on that? Is that wrong, John? I mean, you were there. You saw it.
You heard the booze.
Did you curse and hold up a fist?
That's the only unwritten rule that I subscribe to. Yes, you got to swing away. You can't bunt for a hit there. I'm sorry. You got to go for it. The Mets fans realized that immediately and booed. They're not too quick to cheer, but they are very quick to boo. And PCA deserved every boo that he got.
It was a 1-0 game. He needs to get on base. They had no other choice.
I don't care. He's got a. What does he have? 1,000 OPS. Go ahead, swing the bat. Let's go.
Well, you know what? He did not successfully reach first base, but they did come back and win that game, John. It felt like.
You know, I give them credit. I like them to win that division. I like them from the beginning. I still like them. It's not that easy a division, though. It's a little better than we probably would have thought. I think Cincinnati's got a lot of talent. Obviously, the Brewers play beyond their names as well. So not an easy division, but I think they will win that division.
That's good to hear. I guess as I look at the Cubs against the Mets and you watch a game like that, that's the first home run that Morel's hit since April 9th. And that is the first time since 92 that the Cubs have been no hit for seven innings and come back and won a game. So impressive victory for the Cubs, in part because they endured what they endured. Jameson Taillon pitched a great game and kept them in it.
Yeah, Taillon has been terrific. I mean, I was with him in spring training when he's out with the back situation. I'm thinking, uh-oh, the back, that's not good. He's come on. He's had three very, very good starts. He is a really good pitcher. And as he said afterward, he loves to pitch in New York. He kind of turned it around late last year against the Yankees. And, you know, he's kept it going since then. Obviously got off to a rough start in Chicago originally, but I think he's a really good pitcher. You know, obviously they're without Steele right now, and they're still doing it. So, you know, I like to see what they've done. And you know what? I questioned when he brought up Madrigal, the pinch hit. I didn't love that move. I didn't quite get it other than maybe stay out of the double play. And that's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
He hit the grounder to third, and he stayed at the double play. Now, Wendell, who come in for defensive replacement, you know, it was Bush, I believe, running, right? He should have thrown home. He was barely off the bag. And his score is 1-0. He should not have played for the double play with Madrigal running because you know you're not getting it there. But that being said, a very good move by Council, as it turned out. And obviously, you know, he may be worth that $8 million. I'm not going to say he's the best manager in the game because, as we know, Bruce Bochy won four World Series with, you know, mediocre lineups. But he is one of the best managers, and he might be worth it at $40 million.
Agree, that was a key spot in that game when Madrigal beat that out, and pinch hitting for Gomes was something kind of unusual, but it worked. So, John, I think the next level of conversation for the Cubs is, all right, if they are as viable as they seem, boy, they could really use a closer. And where can they find one of those? Then I look at Oakland. Mason Miller has seven saves. They've got 13 victories. How soon will they unload him, and when will teams start to ask?
Well, I'm sure teams will ask. I mean, you know, the A's, they trade guys who make money, right? He's a rookie, so he's not making any money at this point. So, I'm sure they'll ask for an absolute haul for him. And I get it. There are not going to be a lot of closers on that market. And when there are, teams overpay. I think more realistic could be like a Kenley Jansen. We'll see. Obviously, the Red Sox are, I think, playing over their heads, as we saw with a 17-0 victory over the Cubs the other day. Generally, the pitching has been really good, a real surprise. I'm not sure that it's going to hold up. So, I mean, I think Kenley Jansen's the more likely closer to be moved. I mean, obviously, they can get Miller, throw 103.7 miles per hour. I mean, that would be fantastic. But this is a guy with 6 years to go, so you do not see those kind of guys trade. I know Oakland's an unusual situation and perhaps even a unique situation, but I think that would be unlikely.
John, the White Sox had a three-game sweep of the Rays. The White Sox had won three games. They doubled that total over the weekend, and it just happened, or maybe it's not coincidence, that Tommy Pham played in all three of those games, had a hit in all three of those games, and then they decided they needed to give him the next day off because he had no spring training and he's 36 years old. And I I'm a Rockhead, and I'm like cursing them for not playing him and keeping the magic going while thinking, why the hell do I care if they play a 36-year-old who has nothing to do with the future of the team? But it's just so strange to be in a town where Bellinger gets hurt and you can bring up Pete Crow Armstrong and he's able to man center field. You look at the White Sox and they're bringing in 36-year-old Tommy Pham and they've got Mike Clevinger on the way at 33. I just don't know how to feel about being the worst team. Well, they're no longer the worst team in baseball, but they're right there. And playing guys that are kind of already half washed, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, look, I like the Tommy Pham signing. So happens this is the one guy I'm in daily touch with, and he was a little surprised. He wasn't cursing like you. He took it a little bit better than you did. But he said, I guess they're trying to give me a rest because I missed spring training. Mets did the same thing with J.D. Martinez after two games, but they're on a winning streak. I mean, Tommy Pham didn't say this. He took it well, but I would have kept playing him until you lost. I mean, you know, maybe it's a good luck charm. I don't know. I mean, obviously they're in a rebuild. It's a deep rebuild. They're not going to win this year, obviously. Next year, I can see that. Probably not next year. Maybe even the year after. Sorry to tell you that. It's a sad situation. They may beat out the Marlins, who have even more injury problems than they do. But they are still on pace to threaten the 62 Mets. Probably shouldn't be shocking with the team that they're fielding. And Tommy Pham certainly is one of the best players on that team. So I would have kept playing him. I don't know. I guess they're being cautious, but I don't quite get that. I mean, I thought it was interesting when I saw Benintendi after they swept saying, we have a long way to go, so that's great. That's nice that he has that thought. I think everybody else from the outside looking at it and saying they have a long way to go. Oh, my God, I feel so sorry for these people. But good for him that he has that attitude.
It was just nice to hear him interviewed for doing something well because
I know.
We didn't know what his voice sounded like.
Right. He's been off.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Can't hit a cutoff, yeah. Man. I think he had four RBI, John, before the weekend, and he picked up another, what, eight. So he leads them in RBI. God bless him.
Yeah, Aaron Judge really wanted him back, too. I don't get an outfielder. I mean, I know he's a good defensive player, but an outfielder without real power to give that kind of a contract to a team record contract. Now, I get it. They didn't really have the opportunity to get the nine-figure guys, really. I mean, they tried for Machado, but, you know, they really didn't have a great chance. They weren't going to outbid people for that. So, you know, I kind of get where they're thinking, but, an outfielder without power, probably not worth it to begin with. And obviously he's been even worse than you would expect.
John, I know we're fixated on the White Sox ineptitude in Chicago, but when you look at that division,
Mully is.
I mean, it's you can't help us. It's like a train wreck. You can't look away. So, but there are four other teams in that division that have winning records. When did the AL Central become so good?
That's because they play the Sox. Seriously, look at the record.
Well, it's not all because they play the Sox, but that's probably a factor. Yeah, I mean, the Twins are a solid team. Tigers are an improving team. I mean, the Guardians, to me, that's a shock. I never would have expected that, especially with their ace being out, Bieber. Both Centrals are better than we would have thought. The NL West, a lot worse than we would have thought. The AL West, a lot worse than we would have thought. It feels like the West divisions are the weak ones right now, not the Central, which is a little surprising. I mean, the smaller markets are in the Central, and good for them. The Twins do a good job. They're good most years. Tigers certainly are improving. It's better than we would have thought.
John, the Cubs, when we watch them, we say quite often, boy, they could use a closer. And so Hector Neris goes and gets on the tightrope yesterday, and they managed to win the game. But, you know, he's walking a couple guys. It's just
– boy, could they use a closer.
They could use a closer. Edward Elzeli's got four blown saves. I mean, as good as the Cubs are, and they've been great, especially given the injuries, boy, if that bullpen was a little bit better. You can't help but feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that otherwise is built to win the close games with a great manager, the good defense. I mean, it would fit for them to have a great bullpen, and they obviously do not right now. I'm with you guys on that one. They do need a closer. I mean, if they can get Mason Miller, terrific. But, I mean, Oakland's going to ask for Horton and, you know, all the top prospects for a reliever. And, you know, teams aren't willing to give up top prospects for a reliever, even a great one, even one throwing 103 miles an hour. I know it's exciting, but I'm just not seeing that. I do think they were going to have to beef up that bullpen in some way, whether it's to get a proven closer or just improve it, because they are built to win the close games, and they're not going to overwhelm teams, even with Suzuki and Bellinger in that lineup. It's a good lineup, but it's not a lineup that's going to you know, get 8-9 runs a game for a stretch. So they're going to need to win the close games. I'm with you. They need to improve that fan.
Great stuff,
great
John.
Great stuff, John. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
All right. Good talking to you guys, as always.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.